From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We're going to start this hour on the border of California and Nevada in the Lake Tahoe Resort area. A wildfire is burning out of control there, and wind and weather conditions have firefighters worried that things could get worse. Governors Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jim Gibbons held a press conference this afternoon. Schwarzenegger gave an update on the situation.
We have 1,900 firefighters that are fighting here and fire personnel. 44% of the fire has been contained. We have here 3,100 acres that were destroyed. Anywhere between 175 to 200 homes have been destroyed, and additional 75 structures have also been destroyed. More than 3,500 residents have been evacuated, and luckily very orderly and peacefully evacuated.
Member station KQED's Tamara Keith is on the scene and attended that news conference. And Tamara, what else did the governors have to say today?
Well, Governor Schwarzenegger first off thanked the firefighters. He said that they are doing an excellent job. And he also said something that kind of surprised me. Even though the firefighting is not even close to done, they've already started working on an environmental recovery plan. Lake Tahoe is a beautiful, clear lake, and there are always concerns about the clarity of the lake, and now there are great concerns that all of this bare land could run off and there could be erosion and it could go into the lake and injure the lake. So they're already working on an environmental recovery plan, and there's still smoke in the sky.
Now, just yesterday, firefighters sounded pretty confident that the fire would soon be under control. What happened?
Well, the winds kicked up, and they weren't expecting them to. It picked up an ember, took it into a tree. The tree caught fire and started spewing embers all over the place. And then the fire just started racing towards subdivisions, so they had to evacuate 2,000 people very quickly. And now the wind is blowing again. I can see there's some flags near me, and they're just blowing straight out. There's real concern that the wind could drive this fire over some breaks they've built and could drive it into some very high-priced homes right by the lake.
Now, when you speak of these homes, are you talking about vacation homes or year-round homes?
Well, there are vacation homes, but there are also just a ton of year-round homes. I just spoke to a woman who has lived in South Lake Tahoe for 30 years in the same neighborhood. She says on her block there were 29 homes. There are only 5 of them left. And all of the people on that block are people who have lived in this community for ages. This is, although a vacation community, also a really tight-knit community. You know, when it snows and everybody's stuck and their power's out and there's nothing they can do, they hang out with each other. And now in the grocery store and around town, you can just see people talking to each other, giving each other hugs. This is a real community event.
And why were the homes so vulnerable? Are they built very close into the forest?
They are right in the forest. And in fact, there are rules about trees on property that some of the trees actually need to stay on the property, and residents are now kind of upset about that. Essentially, this is a town built in the middle of a national forest, and when you're that close to trees, it's very beautiful. It's also very, very dangerous.
Well, as you've said, the firefighting is by no means over. What's the outlook? How long is it likely to take people to subdue this fire?
Well, the winds are definitely blowing, and apparently there are going to be up to 40-mile-per-hour gusts for the next 4 days. They say that if they can keep this fire contained today, that they really have a chance of getting a handle on it, and they'll feel much more comfortable. The governor asked one of the firefighters if he thought it would be okay for people to come up for July 4th, and the answer was, we sure hope so. They're hoping to have the fire fully contained by July 3rd.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tamara.
Thank you.
It's Tamara Keith of member station KQED.